Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Reality Bites. Every week or so on the Believe Podcast Network, I sit down with some of my famous or not friends who I force to talk about something that I love very deeply in my pastime life, reality TV. This week we're going to do something a little bit different. Right before the 4th of July holiday, I was able to sit down with three people who are huge Big Brother fans. Not only are these people just big fans, but they're super fans and they're celebrities. In fact, I was honored and surprised to have them sit down and be my guests on this show. So what we're going to do is we're going to go cut into last week's podcast where we had these guests talk about Big Brother 21, Camp Big Brother. I hope you guys enjoy this very special holiday summer edition of Reality Bites. All right, guys. So we have a very special Reality Bites episode for you today. We're going to call this the summer holiday edition of Reality Bites. The guests are outrageous. I can't believe they're sitting here with me right now. And we're discussing one of my favorite shows that I literally get separation anxiety every time it ends because I feel like they're my family every single summer. We're talking about Big Brother 21. At BB, Camp BB is what it is this year, right? That's the theme this year. And let me just introduce my guests real quick. We have producer, writer, and director, Brett Gursky, who you guys know was on my show before. We talked about Summer House, big fan of Summer House. We actually spent the first 15 minutes talking about Big Brother, actually. He's a producer of Closing Time, or he wrote, directed, Graffiti, you directed, right?
You don't need to do that.
It's fine, American Meme.
You can Google it.
And you also have another podcast, right, called On the List, right? Talk about On the List real quick.
Actually, your other guests today have been guests on the List.
Okay.
Talk about it. It's like inside the actor's studio, but with my friends. It's like the younger, cooler James Lipton version.
Guest number two from such things as Entourage and a little show called The Sopranos. My friend Jamie Lynn Sigler, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Thank you for being here.
Any time to talk about our favorite summer show.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that because I have a lot of reality shows that I need help talking about.
Let's do it.
Also, Jamie is my very first female guest on the show.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
so kind of the base of
the
show is that I'm trying to get guys that don't usually talk about watching reality TV that like their significant other makes them watch certain things. And then I make them talk about it. Like I made my friend Jay Harrington, who's the second lead on SWAT, Boston guy, loves Vanderpump.
Awesome.
So I made him sit down and talk about
all
Vanderpump.
All guys love Vanderpump.
Yeah, it's a very
hidden secret. Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have a podcast too, right?
I do.
Mama Said.
It's called Mama Said. It's all about the ups and downs and trials and tribulations of motherhood.
What you're going through right now.
Very uncensored. Very uncensored.
Really?
No judgment zone there.
All right. Well, I like that a lot. And then you're just talking about your son's going to camp in a couple of days, right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. My almost six-year-old he would say it the same. He doesn't want to be home with us anymore. And his baby brother, like, he needs to get out there.
He gets to camp and he's like, mom driving you nuts?
No, him and I have fought way too much over the past 2 weeks. We need a break from
each
other.
What do you fight with your son at, like, cereal?
No, like, even today, like, I was just trying to go to the bathroom and, like, he just kept calling my name and I was like, God damn it, Gold! Give me a minute! And when I come out, he's, like, sitting there with his Lego and I'm like, what did you need, baby? And he was like, never mind.
That's amazing. And my third guest today is the one, the only, and I went to your IMDb to see, like, what your number one thing is.
Oh, Lord,
but
I'm
this
sure
is the list
really
I got,
true.
Right? Singer, host, actor, producer, writer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and cosmonaut, Lance Bass.
That's it. You got them all. Nice. Yeah.
Well, that's entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, that's entrepreneur.
That's the entrepreneur
thing.
That
works.
I had to look up cosmonaut. Yeah. Cosmonaut. And that's a person who commands pilots or serves a crew member on a spacecraft.
Yes.
It doesn't even say, like,
on a ship or just like anything like what a spacecraft.
It's got to be space, yes.
Yeah.
Cosmos.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, man.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm super excited. You know, Big Brother is my summer indulgence. As everyone's watching the women's soccer team right now and cheering, all I want to do is talk about Big Brother.
I love this. This is like my dream. I think I've actually fantasized about having you people talk about Big Brother with me on a podcast.
It's coming true.
Yeah.
Dreams do come true.
Dreams come true. So, speaking of which, Big Brother 21, Camp EB, Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, gosh, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Also, I mean, I love Julie, like, on a personal level.
Right. Do you know her personally?
Well, I mean, I've, like, been interviewed by her, like, many, many times.
Okay.
And I'll say she's... You've been interviewed, right, Lance?
She's lovely.
She's so nice. So real, so cool. I just want to get her a new stylist.
Oh, my gosh. And she needs that rule of, like ladies say, when you look in the mirror, take one thing off and then go out. She needs that rule.
Is that what Southern ladies say?
I think so. Yeah, look. Oh, really?
I love it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it would be different, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like Southern ladies are like... Add two more.
Right now, yeah, higher hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a Southern thing, but I just know it's like a, you know, yeah, you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, take one thing off. And Julie needs to take about 10 things off.
Yeah, she's got
but
a lot of
so
bracelets.
Minimal, I'd just be naked. You'd be like, well, you're just wearing shoes, Jamie. Like,
which is fine.
Which is something I think we'd tune into for sure. Yeah, so Julie Chen Moonves, she's gone by that now, right?
Yeah.
She's still.
I'm thankful that, Julie. Didn't leave because she left the talk because she was mad at CBS, you know, for obvious reasons. And I thought we were going to lose her on Big Brother. And
it wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be.
I was hoping she'd leave because I wanted that job like no other.
Wait.
I feel like they'd have to give it to you.
Oh, wait, Lance.
No, they'd give it to Ross Matthews because he did
suddenly,
the celebrity version.
No.
No, he doesn't have the soothing voice that
wait,
you need.
I can't believe... That now I don't mind if Julie leaves if Lance gets the job. I just
it's
did a complete
happen.
180.
It's gonna happen.
I feel like this could be her last season. I feel like contractually she had to
I
come
hope
back.
So. I mean, I love the Chen Bot. She's the best. But I think you know we need a little something.
Are we
fresh.
Are we announcing on my podcast your candidacy to host Big Brother?
Oh, we've announced this like 20 years ago. Yeah, like,
and I'm his campaign manager.
Yeah. This has to happen.
This has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's my dream job.
We're gonna start a like, hashtag oust Julie Chen. How about Julie Chen, move on, Viz.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, Lance Bass, move on. Lance Bass, Turchin.
Yeah. Well, so you guys are such Big Brother fans that didn't you guys, I've heard rumor through Mr. Gursky here and a few
Another
other,
rumor.
That you guys had your own Big Brother weekend.
It was one of the best yeah. moments of my life.
Yeah, tell me about that.
We talk about this a lot.
Yeah, well, Lance, start, because it took place at your house.
Well, it took place in my house in Toluca Lake, and a friend of ours does these, it's called Reality something.
Reality Rush.
Reality Rush. Yeah. And so they recreate your favorite reality shows.
In your house.
Friends can experience it, you know, over a weekend or whatever it takes. Survivor, Amazing Race, you name it, they'll recreate it. So Big Brother is one of their favorite shows, and so they recreated it for us for, I think it was a 2-night, 3-day competition, and it legit felt like we were on the show.
I was one of the house guests. So I did Gursky's podcast, and he had Dan Gieslane call in to surprise me. We become buddies. Next thing you know, he flies in with his wife, and they play the Big Brother game with us.
I still can't believe it happened. I think back. I'm like, did that really happen?
We had a lot of great alumni a part of the game.
Right. Jeff.
We had Jeff and Jordan.
They hosted a competition.
They hosted a competition.
Mike Boogie. Oh,
Rachel
Mike
Boogie. And what's his name did a video.
Brandon
did a competition video for us. Boogie came.
It was unbelievable.
I can say that I am the only person to have voted Dan Gieslane out of a Big Brother house.
That's right. So Dan Gieslane had won Big Brother 10. I made Rob watch that season. I made him go back and watch it because it's so classic. And so we would wake up at Lance's house and I would hear Dan Gieslane talking. And I was like, am I waking up in a Big Brother house? To the sound of Dan Gieslane, it was the most
Gursky, have you ever
surreal.
About, like going on the show,
I couldn't
you ever
do
thought
it.
About applying?
Why couldn't you do it?
I don't think I could be without my phone for 90 days and without communication
oh my
with
goodness,
my family.
Really?
Communication with my family.
But
you
nobody,
could do it.
They all probably feel that.
And
way.
Then you would cry when you got your letter in your HOH
yes.
room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually think
I
Rob
feel like
should
someone
do it.
Would throw it to be like. Brett needs the letter.
I know. I would be very emotional. I think Rob should
Shelly
do it.
Shelly in that solitary when she heard her baby's voice.
That's that. Right.
How come they've never had a dog live in the house with them?
Oh, you know what? The responsibility.
Because like, it would calm them too much.
There you go.
Oh, right. Yeah. Too supportive.
It'd make them feel too chill.
Yeah. But the weekend at Lance's house was legendary. We had a diary room. I was filming people's confessionals. It was just
the first HOH.
Yeah, yes, you were.
But I got kicked out pretty early.
Wait, and Jamie's now husband Cutter was final too.
And no one knew him at the time.
Well, that's probably why he was final too.
No, everybody. He was smart. He was super quiet. People trusted him.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Did the fact that because now we have two cast members that know each other, right? On this season, right? Tommy and Christy, they know each other, right? So they can either play with, it's like Tamar, was her name Tamar? Tamar and Candy from last season. It's either going to be a positive thing, Celebrity Big Brother. It's either going to be a positive or negative thing. Do you think that playing your game because you all knew each other, that you're like, we got to get Lance out because he's going to win. Like, he's the...
Wait, but you know what? It is interesting you say that because Jamie knew Zach Kreger from your show.
Yeah.
And he brought his girlfriend, Sarah Paxton, who we didn't know as well.
Yeah.
And you brought Cutter, who everyone didn't know really yet.
Right.
And those were the final two. Yeah, I guess.
Cutter and Sarah.
And we knew, everyone knew the others were super fans. Like, you knew Lance was a super fan. You knew Jamie was a super fan. So there was this pressure to, like, get them out. You're right. The newbies kind of went under the radar.
Yeah.
But Dan Gheesling,
a threat for a minute.
I mean, Dan Gheesling and his wife, it was epic. And that, and actually Big Brother 10, I do have to tell a quick story, is significant because I went to the finale and they put me front row. And that's when Lance and Lisa wrote to me and they were like, are you at the Big Brother finale? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, you're a Big Brother fan? And I was like,
the secret's out.
The secret came out 10 seasons in.
That's a big coming out party right there. Front row.
Well,
let me
ask you a question because I've already asked Brett this, so I already know this. But what is your guys' relationship with reality TV? Like, I'm a reality TV whore.
Right.
Like, that's why I have a podcast. But I watch everything. Except for E. I don't watch any E stuff for some reason, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. No, I watch pretty much everything. And I even watch the British shows. Like, I've been watching Love Island for the last 4 years, and I'm super excited for this Love Island.
Yeah, this Love Island's going to be good. We're going to have to come back and do a podcast about Love Island.
I mean, Bachelor, Bachelorette, Amazing Race. I mean,
Amazing Race is my favorite show of all time.
That's the only show that I would go on.
Yeah.
And I really, I'm actually contemplating auditioning for it this
year. Please do it.
I just want to do it, you know, before I have kids.
Yeah.
No, I could never do it with Michael. No, I'm going to do it with Arden Marin, the comedian from Insatiable.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So I think, again, we want to go in.
Audition, just call Phil.
We want to go in knowing we're going to lose. Like, we just want to make it to, like, episode 4. Like, that's our goal, right?
Yeah.
We just want to have like just a really fun time.
Yeah, this is another breaking news. You're going to do Amazing Race. It's already in stone now. Yeah.
Amazing Race into hosting.
And then you just officiated Jax's wedding, right?
I sure did. Jason Kelce. Yeah, it was really hard to use Jason in the ceremony, by the way.
Because people were like, wait, who? What?
Uh-huh. It'll be very familiar to you, Jamie. I used a lot of your ceremony.
Oh, my God. And Jamie married Lance and Michael.
And then
Lance married Jamie.
Yes.
And Cutter.
I witnessed all of that.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So everybody's, if I could only get married, then I'll have all of you do it.
We'll hold hands and marry you.
Yeah.
We're all approved.
Okay, well, I got to find a girlfriend first. That's Brett. I've been trying to get Brett.
I the right places because it was 2 in the morning, and this is,
that's
you know.
That's what I happened to meet with yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Not sober in a bathroom to sign things. And I'm like, I shouldn't be doing it. It was your marriage license I was signing.
Well, that's what I was doing with them. It was 2 in the morning. I already ordered my Uber. I had 1% left on my phone, right? And I'm like, okay, and I forget, oh, my mic's on, so I'm taking the mic. No, don't take it off. You need to, can you go please say bye to Brittany and Jackson on the dance floor? I'm like, okay, but my Uber's here. I got 1%. It's going to die, but okay, I'll go in. I get on the dance floor. I'm talking to Brittany and Jax. She's crying, you know, giving us love.
No.
And Jax is like, oh, wait, should we sign the marriage license now? I'm like,
Can I ask a question? Was that, like, did he know to? Did someone tell him to say that?
No,
or
not
it was
at all.
We didn't sign my marriage license.
He totally just thought about that. He's like, oh wait, he goes, let me go get it. So he goes upstairs. I'm like, damn it, my Uber's never gonna like come. We're in a castle with no reception. And so as he goes off to go get the marriage license, what comes on by the DJ? Dirty Pop.
obviously.
And the whole cast, of course, freaks out. Sandoval, like, has his own dance routine. And then I have to stand there. Like, I have to dance the whole time, right?
I
can't just leave and my own song's playing. So I look like a big old tool bag dancing and, like, freaking out to my own song with Tom Sandoval doing, like, slides under my legs and trying to, like,
oh, my God.
But I did catch that Uber.
So wow. It escaped
me. Yeah. But then, you know, I'm signing the marriage license and I'm like, guys, I don't even know how legit this is. Like, what is the name of our church? Is it Universal Life Church? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I got that right. Cause I was like, I think I put the wrong church down. I signed in two places and I think USA just scored.
Yes. Yay, it sounds like
USA,
it.
USA. And so, yeah, so I hope that they're married because we just found out Tom and Katie are not married.
What?
They did not send in their materials right, so they are not married. Yeah.
Is that's a storyline this year?
That might be a little storyline, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds just like
Schwartz. Yeah, total Schwartz.
That sounds just like Schwartz, something Schwartz would totally do. He'd be like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, Schwartz was so funny. Like, because everyone, of course, was drinking, you know.
And, yeah.
Hooters comes out, you know, everyone's like having the best time. And Schwartz, I look up, there's this huge staircase up the middle of the castle where all the rooms are up there, I guess. I didn't go up there, but I look up and this is like 2 a.m. I'm about to leave. And he's just kind of rocking with his head down, eyes closed in the middle of the staircase. Like at any moment, you're just going to tumble far forward.
Were there cameras on him?
Oh yeah, of course.
I went to Jax's LA bachelor party.
Oh yeah, I was there.
I saw you there. Yeah, you had to leave early though. But
was he here?
Yeah, he did a real bachelor party at the Roosevelt.
Got it.
Yeah, and then but he did a Miami one, and then he did one here. No, that wasn't filmed.
Because, like I said, the real one, yeah. Where he could really let loose.
Yeah. So we did a party bus. We went all over. The next day, I met Schwartz in the middle of the Highland Mall, whatever that was, Hollywood and Highland Mall. I met him at the Cabo Wabo, and he was just, ordering shots, and he was by himself. And if I didn't show up and meet him there, I don't know how he would have made it home, like back to the hotel. I love that guy so much.
I was down the street at, what's that little 24 kitchen or whatever?
24, yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm in there with Jax, actually. We were meeting about our mixers line and everything, and then he didn't even see us. He walks in, goes straight to the bar. It's in the morning.
This is right now?
No, this was right after his brothers were in town or something. Maybe his bachelor party, or so, I don't know what it was. But he comes in, and he sits at the bar, and we're just staring at him. We're like, I wonder if he's going to see us. He orders a shot, and then he looks at us, and he's so embarrassed that we saw him order a shot at, like, 11 in the morning. He's like, hey, I'm hurt.
Love it.
His brothers killed him last night.
So you're real quick, your relationship with reality TV.
Well, Lance actually introduced me to Big Brother when I was staying at his house one summer for a couple of weeks, BB8. But for me, I don't have the time because of my children to probably be the reality whore that I would love to be, but I do most of the Housewives. I do the coasts. I do, OC, Beverly Hills, New York.
That's such an amazing way to put it. I do the coasts.
I do.
Because nobody does Atlanta is kind of, and then there's one in the Potomac, like the Potomac.
Well, I know, but my husband played baseball a little bit in Potomac, so I'm familiar with Potomac, but none of those, I didn't know those ladies when I was there.
But nothing beats Atlanta. Atlanta's gotten so good. It went off the rails a little bit, but now it's back.
Oh, and I'm all about the Vanderpump-y, Summer House-y world.
All those guys.
I haven't seen Summer House. I wish I would have, because...
Like Long Island people.
Well, because all the people at the wedding were from Summer House.
Oh, really? Oh, and I love Southern Charm.
Oh, and there were Southern Charm people there.
Summer House, a girl.
I saw Shep was there.
Shep, holy moly.
Who did he hook up with?
Everyone. I don't know. He comes in strong, man. Talk about an alpha. He was having a good old time, and he has intense conversations.
Wow, he reminds me of my ex-husband.
And he's so like well versed that you think he's going to be like this frat guy, but then he like busts out like verse to you, and you're like,
really?
What are you? Okay, you know who I had in my kitchen giving me life advice was Craig.
I can't.
Yeah, his best friend from Southern Charm.
Oh, see, I've never seen Southern Charm.
He looks like he's hung over every scene.
He came to L.A., hung out with Beau and Stassi. We were at the Belmont doing karaoke. Next thing I know, he's in my kitchen giving me life advice, telling me how I can become better friends with Stassi through Beau and all that other stuff because they had... they had just started dating, kind of. So yeah. He's like, here's how you get to know Stassi, you know, blah, blah. And I was like, what? It's my best friend's girlfriend. Like, yeah. I'm fine getting to know her on my own. And then he just started spewing life advice. And these people, like, that's the thing with these shows that I love, is that these people are like, that's fake, right? Like, Dodie's not really like that, and so on. And you're like, no, this is really how they are.
Yeah.
If anything, they just have to repeat a fight that they had. That's it. That's the only thing that is like reality TV about it. But that's really how these people are.
But don't you feel like also, though, that after a while, and I would imagine a couple of seasons, it's almost like, and then you know what audiences react to, you just play into this character of yourself that you've created, I imagine.
I mean, I could see that in a lot of reality shows, but then there's some like Vanderpump Rules. I don't think they're playing it up. Like, as much as I've been around them and know them, that is 100% just their crazy lives. Yeah. It's insane.
That's why we love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why, like, it's successful. Because, by the way, these are, like, we've met them as kids, and I feel like everyone's excited to watch them have kids. Like, this is a crew you would follow through life, for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it, because it can't last that much longer, especially with just this cast. Because, yeah, they're all, like, pushing 40, wanting to have kids. The fourth wall is completely broken now because they talk about, you know, I mean, they have million-dollar homes now.
Right.
They're
Does anyone work at the restaurant anymore? No.
I mean, they do.
They do?
They don't need to.
They just don't need to, right.
They do. It's just they don't need to.
I remember, I mean, I've known Jax and Sheena since before the show. They were just around. Like, they were just, they were trying to be actors.
They are nutters, too.
Really?
Man. They are so fun.
See, that's the thing. Did they invite people that they wanted to invite, or they had to invite certain people for the show? They must have.
No, I think they invited who they wanted
to. Just who they wanted?
Yeah.
Because the bridal party, I was saying this before we started, had people in it that have either Jax's ex-girlfriends or people he's hooked up with were bridesmaids.
Cast, and then her best friends from back home in Kentucky.
Has that ever happened in the history of a wedding, that the bridesmaids were ex-girlfriends of the groom?
Yeah, sure it's happened. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you have to remember, too, that Brittany knows, like, she moved to L.A., and the only people she was surrounded with was this cast. So that's all the people that she made friends with is people that just, I mean, it was... Just, she had to be friends with these people. Okay. All right. This was all very enlightening, and I loved every second of it. But we got to get to Big Brother now, right?
Yes.
The best show on TV.
Best social experiment ever created.
When did everyone start? Jamie said she started with Big Brother 8.
Yeah.
Lance, how long have you been watching?
Probably BB3 or 3, 4, or 5, somewhere around there.
I'm Big Brother 1, first episode ever. And I told Rob, season 1 didn't have head of household or veto or anything.
Yeah.
America would vote you out.
Right.
So nothing would happen all week. You would just sit around the house. And then one day, Julie...
Wonder if America liked you or not,
and then,
by being you?
Exactly.
Oh,
there were no competitions.
Yeah, like
that's fucked
up. There were no competitions.
When was Dr. Will? What season?
2. Okay, 2 is when it took off.
Started,
Will Kirby.
I started at 3 because it was the season after Dr. Will, because that's what wanted me to get into it, because everyone was freaking out over how Dr. Will won this game.
He's still the best of all time, Will Kirby. But, so season 1, America would vote you out. Julie would just tell you, like, you've been evicted, and you'd be like, okay, and you'd walk out, and that was it. And so there was no game, and they figured it out quickly.
When they are, like, sequestered for the 2 weeks before the show starts, do they just watch previous seasons?
Yeah, I think they get DVDs.
Because they are so... Some of them are, like, so well-versed. I'm like, they must have just watched all of it. Because I consider myself a super fan, but I don't fucking remember anything.
Right.
They watch as many episodes as they can right before.
Yeah, I think they're, like, 2 weeks, they get a DVD player and old seasons.
And all they do is watch Big Brother.
And I think they can't talk
movies,
to each other.
Right?
Yeah.
No, they can't talk to anyone.
They, like, see each other at the pool at the hotel, I think, because they'll be like, I saw you on live feeds. They'll say, like, I remember seeing you at the pool.
Really?
And they'll be like double the amount that actually make it on the show.
I wonder if they've, like, producer babysitters with them to make sure
they must. Yeah,
they have to, right?
They must.
I mean, I'm sure.
But then you you read, like, their bio before they go on, and they're like, you're like, what's your strategy? And they're like, I'm just going to lay low and make friends. It's like, you just watched 18 seasons of Big Brother, sequestered for 2 weeks, and that's your strategy? Lay low and make friends?
Right.
I always wondered how produced those packages were of them presenting the key to them. Like, hello, there's such bad acting.
Yeah, Bella's, when the mom was like, what's Big Brother? Right. And I'm like, okay. You don't know why you're sitting here with 3 cameras around you at this restaurant in the middle of the day? What's Big Brother?
But I have to say that, Holly on the show is my co-host on my podcast, roommate.
Oh.
Okay, follow that? Okay.
Well, what's your podcast?
No, Jess. I don't think you know Jess. You haven't met Jess yet.
It's so funny because Holly, when she popped up, I'm like, I know her from
Safari,
somewhere.
Safari, Malibu Wines.
But I thought maybe, because she said she was a sommelier, I thought maybe at like John and Vinny's or some restaurant. She's
no,
so familiar.
She's been working at the Safari.
Then maybe
place.
I just seen her in pictures.
But anyway, so they've been roommates, and you know, I had a little inside information that her roommate might be on the show, and I'm like, well, how, like, when they come and give you the key, like, how real is that? And do you know that they're just like taking you? And with her, they really did just show up and kidnap her. Like,
really?
They had no idea. So, and because of that, and she had never seen the show before. She'd never seen Big Brother, so she didn't know how this would go down. So she forgot to give her dog to her parents in Texas or whatever. So now I'm going to be babysitting her dog all season.
Wait.
Yeah, her dog
this is
Jackson
kind of a,
comes tonight.
This I'm is sort about. Of a cool link to the season for us.
Yeah, yeah. So we now have I have someone to root member. For, which I don't know if she's going to go far. Right. But at least I have someone to root for because I have her little right. dog.
She's part of Grateful.
Yeah. Oh, Grateful, yes.
So this is what I was going to do because usually when I do these podcasts, I kind of just go through the episodes and we kind of like talk about what happened in that episode and, you know, whatever. But I'm loving this kind of free-form thing we got going on right now. So I'm just going to...
I like the first impression.
Yeah, so we're going to play a game first. So the very first episode, the first thing you have to do is get to know who the cast is, right? So I printed out pictures of the cast. I'm going to go around to each one of you. I'm going to hold up the picture of the person, and I just want your first impression. It doesn't have to be a long sentence.
Yeah.
It just has to be what you think, what you thought of them, when you first saw them, and then what you think of them now after three episodes.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong as far as I care. Okay, ready? All right, Brett goes first. Brett goes first, and then we'll go around. Okay, ready? First person is Jackson Mickey. He's 23 years old from Los Angeles, and he loves exercising.
My first impression was that Jackson and Jack would be a bromance, like Derek and Cody, remember them? From a few seasons ago. So that was first impression was bromance.
My first impression was, please don't be a douche.
I know, because they do like to line those that house with douches. But so far he has it. Like, I like the guys a lot. But with Jackson, the first thing I thought of, he reminds me so much of Justin Timberlake. It's the
really?
Nose. It's the nose and mouth. It's something about it that I see Justin.
We couldn't stop saying it when we watched that first episode.
I don't see it at all.
The nose into the mouth. Yeah.
But I guess you would know way better than I. I really have never stared at Justin Timberlake.
Wait, that's a good one. From Tennessee.
Yeah, he's from Tennessee. Yeah, I think it said Los Angeles because he probably lives here now or some shit.
But I have him on my fantasy team. So
okay,
I'm pulling for Jackson. Yes.
So I get the Cody vibe from him right away, right?
And hunting.
And he's also been very like kind of martyry. Like he's you can already tell he's a cocky kid. Do you know what I mean? Like a cocky 23-year-old
kid. With a smile like that, of course he is.
Yeah, with a smile like that. But he's already like when he. So we'll get into it anyway. So all right. So next up is Jack Matthews.
Jack, obviously Aquaman
is
the first impression, as he's trying to be Jason Momoa.
Mine was, please be sweet with that, like, big... I'm, like, praying for these men to not be terrible.
Well, what do you think of him now after three episodes?
I think he's... I like him. I do. I like him. I mean, I think sometimes his, like, testosterone can come out a little bit, but I think if... like herded correctly, he'd be great in the show.
Do you think he's kind of running the game right now?
I almost don't want him to be the leader because I feel like if he really keeps flexing those big muscles of his like too much, he's going to be a target real fast. And I think that if he just plays the sweet big guy more, I think he could go really far.
Yeah. You know, I was also going to say, nobody seems to be a jerk yet.
Like, not yet.
I don't hate anybody like previous seasons.
The only one that I'll get to
okay,
her when
I
get to
we'll
her.
Get
but with Jack here, I think he's a gentle giant. And yes, he needs to downplay his size and his athleticism if he's going to make it far. Because he will be a huge target. So he needs to throw competitions and act dumb. Well, maybe on purpose. I mean, I hope it's on purpose. I mean, he's a good game player if it was on purpose. But he needs to just look like he's just a horrible competitor.
Yeah. Okay. Nicole Anthony, 24 years old. She is a preschool aide.
Yeah. Okay, so these three that we're talking about are all on my fantasy.
Oh, really?
Yes. You're picking all my fantasy.
I'm just randomly picking people out of this pile over here. That's crazy. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, Nicole. So Big Brother 5, there was a girl, Nicomas. Mm-hmm. Nicole is exactly the second coming of Nicomas, who's like the girl that everybody, she tries to like fit in with the cool kids. And so far, she's not part of the alliance, which we'll talk about. But she was trying to in the early episodes. Get in with the cool kids.
I mean, she's a Long Island girl. I'm from Long Island, so I was happy for her. She seems cute. She seems spunky. She kind of reminds me of the other Nicole. She could be, if she plays it right. You know what I didn't like was in the first episode, she immediately sat in front of Jack and Jackson. She's like, what are we doing, guys? I'm like, oh, no, don't do that.
But that's interesting, the whole other Nicole thing.
Crew.
Yeah. I like that. I never thought of that.
Because you'll always be like, the little pet with them.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to be that.
Yeah, the little girl with the school book and the backpack following the jocks around the hallways.
That would
do their homework for
them. And they'll get rid of her when it gets down to 9 people.
Exactly.
Like, don't do that.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see how aggressive she gets with the gameplay or if she's just going to be a floater to the end. And unfortunately, she is a perfect candidate to be a floater to win this game.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I picked her. Like, if she doesn't, like, play strong, she can float all the way to the end.
Okay. Next up, apparently Brett has a list that he wants us to go down. Annalise.
Uh-huh. Is this the athlete?
This is the soccer player.
She's cute. She reminds me, I think they cast her to be like the Jessica of the Jessica and Cody. The other Cody. I've only seen live feeds once this season, and it was after the last episode I went to live feeds because the addiction starts slowly begin. And she was cuddling with Jack, the Aquaman guy. I think they're just friends, but that could be a showman to
the making. I like follow something on Twitter and it like literally just like posts little convos that they're all having all
is
day
it like
from
BB
live
updates or something?
Like, yeah, something like that. And she was telling Jackson and Holly that she thinks Jack is super hot, but there's just zero chemistry. Like, she wishes there was, but she doesn't feel it.
Interesting.
Clearly he's feeling it, and she's not.
Ah.
Interesting. Annalise, I was going to go on my fantasy league, and I totally didn't. I forgot her name. So I freaked and chose the other blonde girl that's definitely not going to win the game. So
I'm
stuck with her now. But this is the one I really wanted on because I think she'll be really great at competition.
I think so, too. I think she's going to come out of nowhere. I think she's got a good little – she's playing it kind of like right below the radar right now. She's sweet. People are going to like her. Nobody's going to have anything bad to say about her.
About Annalise. But can I comment on her favorite activities?
Yes.
Tanning, going to the beach, and shopping.
I mean, isn't
that
everybody's?
I mean, those are fun things to do, but those are your favorite things to do or tan?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't like tanning?
She's 22.
You
I
get
guess
a lot
I'm
of alone
idiot.
Time
that's
in that bed.
That's
you get
your,
a lot of yeah.
priorities are then.
Also, I think maybe she's, I don't know, maybe, you know, that's the thing too, is like you say this stuff and then part of your brain goes, well, maybe she's saying that for gameplay, but like we're the only ones that read
that.
It. Yeah, we're
yeah,
the only
no.
ones that read it.
Well, Jack's favorite activity is CrossFit.
Jackson's favorite is social media or social events. So
social events and hunting.
Social events and hunting, okay.
And exercising.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, too. Oh, photography. That's good. That's a good hobby. And hanging with my dog. Oh, he's a winner.
Yeah, he's a winner. All right, so next we have your baby mama, Lance. Yeah. Your new baby mama.
Oh, yeah.
Holly Allen.
Holly, I don't think is going well. Go ahead, Brett. You start first.
Holly, first impression was I felt like I knew her. So when I saw Holly, I was just like, she feels very familiar. That was my first impression. She feels also very L.A.,
yeah.
Yeah, my thing, when she came on for some reason, I was like, did they just scroll in the Instagram popular page and get this cast? Like, what the hell's going on here? I'm not to, like, discount anyone, and I'm sure that they're all great personalities because truly Big Brother never disappoints. But it just felt like one hot girl after another and hot guy
That's
after
funny that
another.
You bring that up because the first thing, Brett and I are on a thread with our friends Allie and Missy, and we were the first thing, you guys know Allie and Missy.
Allie Brill?
Yeah, Allie Roney, Missy Roney. They're married now, they have different last
yeah,
names.
Yeah, Brill. She's in
Brill.
A baby
Allie
class.
Brill. Brill,
she's
yeah.
at a baby class in my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Allie Brill and Missy Mealy. Mealy. I can't believe
it.
Yeah, they used to be the Roneys. But we were on a text chain with them, and the first thing I said when this cast came out, I'm like, did they get new casting directors? Because these people suck. Like, my opinion of it was, like, these people are just kind of, like...
the most diverse, different types,
they're just
age,
duds.
Style.
Instagram,
the way she said it. Well, it just feels... they're all beautiful.
Really?
Like, they're... well, a lot of them are, and then they sprinkle in, like, two or three
have
outcasts.
Have you seen Sam, the truck driver? And...
Well, yeah, but they have, like, four out of the how many? I don't know. What is it, 16?
Yeah, 16. All right, so Holly is one of them. All right, Lance, what do you think about Holly?
I think Holly, we're going to see a side of her that we have not seen yet. I think there's a secret side to her that is the reason she got cast.
I agree with you.
And we're gonna see that eventually. Because, you know, everyone snaps at some point. So we'll see how long it takes for her to snap. But, yeah, going back to the diversity thing, I mean, I understand they're casting majority pretty people because the audience wants it. I mean, they're only casting what we want, right? I mean, so you can't blame it on them. But I really would love to see at least, you know, not the token gay guy. I would love to see, like, three gay guys in there that maybe might have a showmance. Right. When it comes to picking, you know, black people in this, they always do, like, the worst job. They choose, like, one. Just one. And then the one they chose this year is, like, such a bitchy
super,
one.
Super
and you're
bitch.
Like, you don't even want to pull for her at all because she's just, like, you're a horrible player already. Like, give us someone good in diversity, people. Give us some old people,
well,
too.
Well, there was David, also, that got kicked out right away in the first episode. But his whole thing that he said was... And I wanted... like, he was my favorite. Right. I actually cried.
He could have actually won the game.
Right. I actually cried when
That's
he got...
good because, casting.
And yes. he said...
We
I just
so sad. We liked... remember when he first came on the screen, Lance, you and I both were like, I like him.
And he said when he got kicked off, he's like, I just wanted to represent the African-American community on this show in a different way because they're represented it in a very horrible way.
Stereotypical way. Everyone on the show, like, has a stereotype.
Yeah.
I want him to come back and take out Jackson.
Well, that's the thing. They told him he's not gone for good.
Yeah.
But should we talk about David?
Yeah.
So Jackson won that first, you know, Camp BB power, and he got to banish four people who had to compete to get back in. And the four he picked picked two black contestants, the older guy and the Latino woman. And I was like, it was an uneasy feeling, the four people he banished.
That's interesting you said that, though, because he did, the three of those people were going campaigning against him to be the...
Well, that was the point. Move.
Yes, yeah. But then the fourth,
then
he picked Kemi. But it just, I don't know, it just something about the four he went after, it had this weird racial divide.
I'm also looking at the favorite activities. If David comes back and outs Jackson, David's favorite activities and Jack's are the same. CrossFit training, professional photography. I mean, literally the first two for both of them. They could have so much to talk about.
I don't think that they intended to get rid of David. It was weird that David wasn't included.
Do you think that there was like beep, 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 beep in like the producer's room and they were like, Julie Chen, say for now, we're going to figure out a way to get him back.
Yeah, because even when he was talking to Jackson, he was like, dude, you got to just... remember they're on the couch before Jackson was like, you're going to be one of the picks?
Yeah.
David was like, dude, are you happy you won this or not? And, you know, Jackson being the martyr that he was, Jackson's like, somebody's got to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, blood. Nobody wants that blood. But it's like, no, dude, I didn't ask for this. He kept saying, I didn't ask for this. Like, bitch, you literally asked to be the camp counselor.
Yes.
And David was like, so are you okay with this? And then I think he was literally trying to get Jackson to be like, let's talk about this and kind of have our own little alliance.
Can I also say that how humiliating was it the way they took them out of the camp? There was like a squirrel puts you in a bag and drags you out.
It was degrading.
But do you really think they were in that bag?
Yes, I do.
They cut the camera and then they were knocking things all around.
Yeah, that squirrel was not.
Did not pick up that big girl.
No, or Cliff.
No way.
I thought, Brett, you were going to be like, hey guys, I was the squirrel.
Yeah, I would love that opportunity. Wait, Lance, haven't you seen the Big Brother house through the two-way mirrors?
Oh, a lot of
that's
times.
Like my dream.
Can I go this year?
Please.
We'll
that's our dream is to
Do
see
you know
the house
would,
through the
you
two-way
know who
mirrors.
Would, who would win Big Brother? I know he would. I just could not part with him for that long is my husband. Do you not agree that Cutter would win?
Oh, yeah.
He's so calm. Yeah, he's very athletic. But he's like, when you kind of sit down with Cutter because he's so quiet, and then like you talk to him and you're like,
and you trust him.
I love talk. Yes, yeah. You trust him. I promise.
What if they offered Celebrity Big Brother that Jamie and Cutter could do it together?
I would never do it.
You would never.
We mean we would both leave our children?
No, I mean just for 2 weeks. No, celebrity's just 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter.
And Lance would watch him. Lance watches Lance watches everybody's
I'm watching
children.
Holly's kids. Why when, I yeah. Watch kids?
By the way, if you look at Holly's.
Love camp, Lance.
Heck yeah. It's right. Been a camp.
On your family tree.
Oh, I know. But the camp thing, sweet. So I met with Allison Grodner like, I don't know, 10 years ago, whenever it was, because I wanted to create the spinoff of Big Brother, because this is when the time people were talking about wanting the All-Stars to do something.
Yes.
And then everyone was like, but we don't want them back in the house because it seems unfair, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, let's create a winter show where it's camp themed and it's all the BB All-Stars come back every winter. And it's, you know, so the have-nots are intense.
Right.
And then there's, like, a middle, mediocre, like, cabin. And then there's, like, the nice, like, place. So there's all these hierarchies, you know? And I'm glad they're doing the camp theme this season.
It took them a long time.
Maybe they'll, you know, look at my idea now.
The All-Stars?
Use this theme for, like, the winter. Now they got the celebrity in winter, so they would do three.
Although, I guess you can put some Big Brother All-Stars into the celebrity season as quote-unquote celebrities.
But I think the fans want to see just alumni do it. I don't think they want to mix
it. If I could cast one season of Celebrity Big Brother, that would just be... I'd put everyone that was... I'd put you two for sure. I'd put Lance and Jamie.
We would kill it in that.
It would be incredible.
There's no way I could do it. there's just no way.
Well, I would do the super fans, but it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's short.
It is tempting because it's 2 weeks, but... I don't know.
And whoever else, and Sarah Paxton, who won ours, I'd send her in there. Simon Rex watches it.
Simon would be great in it.
Yeah, I would cast the best Celebrity Big Brother season.
Yeah,
and you know, if you put Rex in there, then Swartzen and D'Elia will go in there too. Then you have those people.
Be very
all right. We're fantasizing. Let's get all right. So
one more thing I do want to say: if you look at Holly's activity. Favorite activity, fostering dogs.
Yeah.
And now Lance is fostering her dog.
Ironic.
It's amazing.
You're horrible at fostering dogs. You just left your dog.
It's not even her dog.
It's not, her roommate came in and
it's not even her dog. She's
stuff
fostering
was just
it.
Thrown everywhere. Like, they really just ambushed her.
Packed
immediately. I mean, things were thrown everywhere, and the dog was just sitting there. She's like, the dog has just left.
Okay, we're going to do just one word now for these people.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Sorry.
Because we're going to get to... I want to get to the three episodes.
Yes, sorry.
Okay. You have to apologize. All right, ready? So just one word, or max three for these people. Okay, ready? Brett?
Bella, she's cool. I like Bella, actually. And she's from New Jersey, so am I. She's cool.
She's real.
She's real.
I feel like she is who she is, and I dig it.
She's the most entertaining for me, and I have her on my fantasy league team.
Now that David's out, I think she's my favorite.
Yeah.
David
definitely would have been on my fantasy league.
Now that she says, like, I will cut, like, when she was like, I'll cut you, no, that's not true. I'll stab you, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck with me.
That's what I mean. I love her. She's real.
I like her. And she also, when I tuned into live feeds, she was cuddling with Nick. I think they're
the
first showman.
Twitter updates. They're hooking up.
Okay, so now we have Nick. Nick's from Jersey, right? Nick's.
I like that couple.
Another Jersey. Me too.
I love Nick.
Nick's a nice guy.
I just
guy.
Don't like his hair.
Nick's a...
No, what's that? Is that a Caesar cut coming back?
It's terrible.
I don't know.
Bella's going to do something about that.
Yeah.
Bella's all about the looks. You know, she's like...
She calls people out. Remember when Jackson said he was like being the martyr that he was when after he won and he was like... Him and Jack and Bella were in the room and then Jackson was like, my goal's just to be the only one with confetti on my shoulders. And there was like that silence and then Bella goes... I feel like he rehearsed that before.
You know what else I just realized? I think this is the most cast members from New York and New Jersey.
So many. When we were saying that,
that's so interesting.
Like, another one?
Right.
Another
Long
one?
Island, New York, New Jersey. And also, I've heard them talk on the live feeds, and they were saying how close they all live to each other.
Wow.
Like, they're like, we're going to hang out. Do you work on the weekends?
Maybe
like,
this is the first year they had a New York casting director also.
Because, I'm telling you, it has to be new casting directors.
Because usually they might not be originally from L.A., but they all live in L.A. now.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
For sure. It's like every other reality show. They'll come out here and work at Saddle Ranch. Okay, so Tommy Bracco.
This guy is a character from The Sopranos.
Oh, my God. I love him so much.
I mean, he's the gay Broadway dancer, Italian, Staten Island. I mean,
I'm a really cute gay guy now.
But then I feel bad, like you said, like how is there not someone for him to have a showmance
with?
So now he's just in love with Jack, and he has to pine after him all summer, unrequited.
But, I don't know. But Jack's kind of into it.
Oh, you think?
Oh, he totally cuddles him all the time. Tommy, yeah, he initiates.
Jack. Well, I mean, even the very first Julie Chen meeting, Tommy was sitting on Jack's lap.
Yeah.
And he was fine with it.
That reminds me of Frankie Grande and Zach Rance. Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. That was like a
that was like a bromance showman.
Big okay. time.
So Tommy, what do you think? You like Tommy? Jamie?
Love him.
Lance, you like Tommy?
I love Tommy. I love that he kicks every single time he talks. And, yeah.
He might be a little too much for me right off the bat, like too much screaming, too much theatrics mm-hmm. right off
it'll
the
calm
bat.
Down.
But
it'll
I'm
calm
hoping
down.
It'll
excited.
Calm down and he'll be like a JC or like a, you know.
Again, he needs to. The good thing about being the only gay guy in the house is you can really pick sides of where you can play the women and you can play the men. They all love you. So he can really be in any alliance he wants to. And he needs to really downplay if he's athletic. He needs to really start losing comps too and pretend you're not good because they'll start looking at him as a big threat.
Well, they did a better job than last year's token gay guy. JC was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did really inappropriate thing.
Well, yeah. so, but now Tommy has another thing, right? He knows Christy.
Yes. Right. I love everything
Christy,
about
this. Christy is a lesbian, right?
Right.
She was dating an older woman.
His aunt, I think.
His aunt, I think, too. That's I just assume that it's an aunt.
So, I heard that somewhere.
I don't think it's
she's
mom.
Well, she's older.
If it was his mom, it would have been much deeper.
Right. It's his older. And I think that Christy broke up with her.
Bad breakup. 7 years she was with her.
Right. Because Tommy literally said, I hope my family understands that I have to do this for gameplay. Right.
Good casting. I mean, that's great. Whenever they secretly know each other from before, there's nothing better.
That's why I think 1 year they should just bite the bullet and do all exes in there. They did? All exes?
Yeah, remember? It was called the X Factor.
Yeah, I remember Danielle.
Every single one of
with
them
with, like,
exes?
Jin and maybe...
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what? Maybe
dad,
it was only,
that.
Like, three or four
you know,
couples.
It was only, like, a few of them.
Right, you're saying, like...
One was a twin.
Right.
One was a,
you're
yeah.
saying, like, seven and seven.
I'm saying, like, yes. Yeah, seven go into the house, and then all of a sudden, the next seven that come in are all their exes.
Oh, that's
you're
cool.
like,
yeah. God, Big Brother should just be on year-round with different themes.
Yeah, and it would also be called Murder House. Because everybody would kill everybody. Yeah, they can't leave.
I like Christy.
Yeah.
I like her.
Christy's good. She reminds me of, what's her name from Handmaid's Tale?
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh,
okay.
She's going to play hard and get herself in trouble, and she will not last.
Yes, agree.
Okay. I don't know. I see her kind of going pretty far, to be honest.
Or Tommy could save her with something.
Yeah. Or, yeah, who maybe you know, then maybe somebody gets an advantage. You never know in this game. Expect the unexpected, right? Sam Smith.
He's kind of a non-factor right now.
Wait, who is Sam Smith?
Exactly.
Driver. Oh, the truck driver.
It's very strange casting.
The Sam the Screamer in the Diary Room.
Oh, I hate his Diary Room.
Right. Aside from the name Sam Smith, I don't understand what they were thinking. There's just...
Because he had a crazy personality.
I don't know.
By the way, what's her name? Casey. I didn't care about her till way into the season last year.
Remember Cedric picked Casey, the soccer player?
She was such a non-factor to me.
And then she...
Yeah, but
I was
Casey,
like, who is she?
Yeah, but Casey had a good personality, and she just kind of laid low, and she had a punishment right off the bat, remember? So, like, people kind of felt bad for her. But this guy, I mean, I bet he breaks the record for being on the block. Even though spoiler alert, he just won the veto. So he
took the old man off.
He took Cliff off. So I feel like Cliff and him might be...
They're the old ones. 31 and he's the old one.
53.
Oh, she's 30. Oh, I didn't know she was that old.
53. This is Cliff, the cowboy, right? He's watched a lot of Big Brother. He knows that old people are the first
he's
people to go.
Smart.
He's playing smart, too. I liked his reaction in his diary room. He was like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not getting past me.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they're doing.
There's always one dad character.
Yeah.
But he's going to use them, and he thinks they think of him a certain way, and he's going to use that.
Yeah, and I wonder, actually, they must be backdooring somebody, because to use the veto this early, Sam used it on him.
Well, yeah, the plan was to backdoor someone. I forget who it was.
Yeah. Yeah, but do you think...
Obi?
Do you think that... Do you think that that Sam... Now that we know that Sam took him off...
Two brand new people up.
I know, but do you think that Sam... was approached by people after he won, and they're like, take Cliff off?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Do you think Sam and Cliff have a friendship,
no,
and they
think
were
that
like...
He was, Pete, they were told, like, we got you, like, backdoor. We want to get at Ovi. We want to get at Ovi.
Okay, so now we have Ovi. This is Ovi.
Isn't it convenient for the producers that Ovi won a power, and then they're trying to backdoor him? I mean, it's too perfect.
Yeah.
Like yes. Now,
I know, but this is the things I can't think about because they
right.
crush
exactly.
my
dreams. Well, I don't know. Maybe it just happened that way.
It
but
just feels too manipulative.
Ovi feels like the super fan of the year. Like he feels like the excited
By the way,
young
thank
guy.
God, I yeah. love it. He's gonna blow the lid off
right.
this fucking shit, and he's gonna say I didn't do it. So then somebody's gonna be like, "Who has Ovi's back?"
Right.
And then this is now the game will start.
Yes.
Because of this power, the game
as will start.
I don't think they're smooth sailing.
Right.
As a watcher, I'm so glad he's in the house because, yes, he's going to blow up so many people's games
right.
by just his personality
and
alone.
I love when, like, the people in power that think they have really, like, the monopoly and they've got this from moment one
right.
are like, oh, shit, I don't have a hold on things. I love
Right. Remember Lance, when Lance had his radio show? Remember we had that guy Devin call in and
oh,
I was
yeah.
there?
Crazy
and he
Devin.
Thought he was like The Rock. He
uh-huh.
thought, and he started a super alliance of eight people. And he just, from day one, and those people, right, they think we have the numbers, but something's going to happen where you're not going to be HOH 1 week. And it's happening now again with eight people.
She's going to put up Kemi and Jessica, I bet.
Oh, you think instead?
Well,
does Ovi does, right? Ovi puts new people.
No, head of household has to.
Also, I have a question. I have a question, though.
No,
Ovi,
it's better, because then the head of household has to piss off even more people. By
Ovi can only use this power after the HOH nominations, though. So he's
No. It's the before night the before yeah. the vote he yeah. does it.
It's before the vote?
The night before
Are you
the
sure?
It's after a veto.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was.
It's the nightmare. It happens in the middle of the night.
Oh, right.
And then they wake up. And
they start
Christy
a new ceremony.
Has to pick two new people for
Are
the ceremony.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. I didn't
Pause
read it like
up.
That at all.
I wouldn't even doubt.
Yeah, that's
Pause
it.
Pause and look it up.
But also,
I
can I also say about Ovi is that he heard them at night in the same room talking about their alliance
yeah,
of eight.
Yeah, that's just a dumb
I've never
move.
Seen anything so dumb. Talking
but
about your alliance.
He shouldn't have said anything.
No, I think it's good that he did because he thought he was getting in ahead of an alliance being created. And then he created his own 5-person alliance using 4 of the people from the 8.
That was risky of him to let him know.
But it worked. But you know what?
Saying.
It worked because now they can sort of play both alliances as they need it, you know.
Totally.
But what I have done when they came, when he finally came to the HOH room and he was talking about, well, I heard 8 and like half the 8 is there. That's when you go. You're like, oh, like, you know what? Like, that's a great idea. Let's start our own 8 and, like, include him in this fake 8 so
yeah.
he thinks he's a part of that 8.
Also, if you're saying the house and you're hearing Nick and Jack and Tommy in bed, you got to figure that the majority of the people are in this alliance. So who are you going to go talk to about this 8?
Exactly.
Because they're probably – the statistics will say that they're probably in that 8.
He went to Annalise first, and she's in the 8. So the good thing is he only told people who are already in it. So it didn't blow it up too much.
Okay, let's do these three together because I just think of them all together. Jessica, Kat, and Kemi.
Yeah.
I mean,
can you
one,
see
two, and three. I mean, they're going to be going. Maybe Kat can stay a little bit because she's like scrappy.
There's a rumor online that Kat and Jackson slept together the first week.
Wait.
Like before
Jack
it was airing.
And who?
Jackson.
Oh, Jackson.
Mickey, the one they call Mickey.
Oh, and Mickey.
And Kat slept together the first week, if you Google.
Kat's the one that I accidentally put on my fantasy league.
You thought she was Christy, I bet.
No, she's scrappy. I think she's gonna claw
my
her away for a while.
No. She's
gonna
gone.
Make it to jury house.
She's gone. Kat, she's gone.
She's
first
gone.
Of all, she talks way too fast and it drives me fucking crazy.
People. She's not going this way.
She's going to this. She goes to this. And she's going to this. And then she talks real fast. And I can't stand it. And I want her to go
Kemi's
so bad.
Kemi's gone this week.
You think, so you think Ovi's going to use it. And then these two have to go. And then Kat and Ovi will probably become some sort of alliance, right? Because Kat's going to owe him. She hates Christy now that we saw the last episode. Kat was like, fuck this chick. She's
That's
a bitch and I fucking hate you.
I'm putting my money that Kat will make it to jury.
Go and drop.
Yeah, because if she makes it past this first couple of weeks, I agree with that because everyone's gonna think she's the easy out, and they're just gonna keep her around.
She's gonna be like Rachel, where you cannot get rid of her.
Yeah,
but Kemi, you lost me the first second I heard her speak. Like she just came in with this crazy attitude of like just almost like a hateful attitude
yes.
about the whole experience,
yes.
Not playing the game at all, not talking to people to try to save your life. She's definitely playing the worst game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kemi's going to go. She has no alliances, but she's going and talking shit. And she doesn't think she owes anything to anybody. And, like, do you know how to play Big Brother? Did you ever watch Big Brother? You don't just have an attitude.
Super fan.
Oh,
her
look.
Three adjectives she would use to describe herself are positive, goal-oriented, and bitch.
Well, she got the bitch part, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. But then, again, that goes back to the casting of, like, why do they have to make the token black
token
girl.
Black girl.
People know what
bitchy,
they need to
yeah.
do to be cast.
I guess.
Found that behind the bench.
My phone fell behind Lance's. So we're in Rocco's, by the way, guys. Lance's restaurant, bar, which is amazing. If you're ever in West Hollywood, come here. Come here first before you go to Sir and Pump, which is right around the corner.
This is where you have some pizza and a pre-drink.
Yeah, this place is amazing, man. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely come to Rocco's. This place is fun.
What are you talking about?
All right, so that's the cast, right? We got the cast down. We definitely have our favorites. Lance has an all-star team that now we know about. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do we feel about this whole thing with the camp counselor?
I mean, I like a theme. I do. So
how long do you think this is going to last?
I mean, don't you think they're going to try to do it all summer somehow?
I don't know, because now they have Wacktivities, right?
That's part of camp.
That's part of camp.
Yeah.
But they're all trying to... I feel like there's too much power now, because now this camp counselor, is he above the head of household?
No, I don't really know how that works with HOH. I don't know, because now he's still camp counselor, but then there is an HOH, right?
Right.
So I don't know what more power that he has.
So he got camp counselor. Jackson did. There was people that had a vote. Jackson got camp counselor, so now he's in charge. He's safe for a week. I'm guessing maybe next week there's going to be another camp counselor. Now I don't know if they're going to do another vote, right?
I guess.
Because you win HOH with competition. They're not going to have a camp counselor competition.
I think that was just the first week.
You think so?
I'm surprised it took them this long to do a camp theme.
Yeah, I know.
21 seasons to do camp, which it's summer.
I just want them to start hanging out in the backyard.
I know. I have seen a little hammock hanging out on live feeds, but not like the full-on pool yet.
So how do we feel about... All right, so this is how the alliances went. Let's talk about the alliance, okay? So the alliances went, first it was Jackson and Jack, which we knew what was going to happen right there, right? Because, and also, here's the thing. This is what kind of gets me in the beginning of every Big Brother season. It's like, do these people watch the show? Because if I was Jack, I would not be aligning myself with Jackson. It just seems like an obvious thing.
I think when you get in the house, there's just... A lot of the reason goes out the window. And that's one thing Dan said. He's like, most people come in with a plan. And as soon as you walk in, that plan is out the window. It's just become such a shock that it's really happening. And then you just start wanting to connect with people, and you connect with like, and you know, you're not the smartest. Not everyone. That's what makes people winners and other people
but
not.
But every season, people that are like the strong guys are like, we can just bust through competitions
of course,
we can just join HOH. It's like there's puzzles.
That's the thing. They always say we need a strong team, and then there's intellectual competition.
By the way,
competitions.
You can also never win a competition and win Big Brother, a.k.a. Derek.
That's right. Yeah, Derek and Cody's still one of my favorites. Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Cody at the end, was the dumbest move he ever could have made.
Right.
He lost himself.
He was, right, he was loyal to the end.
Stupid.
So there was Jackson and Jack.
Stupid till the end.
Jackson and Jack. Then they brought in Nick. No, then they brought in Bella. Who was just in the room.
Shocker to me, by the way, at the beginning. But then now I love it. But I was like, oh, okay.
And Bella seems to have everybody's back. Like, Bella's the core of everything, right?
Yeah.
And then they go into six, right? Which is, they're like, well, why not? It became like a popularity contest.
Well, they had the three guys, and then they all separated and got the three girls.
Yeah. Remember Sovereign Six? Do you remember that with Janelle? The original, those were the days.
Yeah, she's one of my all-time favorite
She was one of the best. No one's won more vetoes in a season. This goes way back.
That's eight. That was my first season watching.
Okay, so back after a little bit of technical difficulty, I apologize. Gursky, Gursky fix everything. So now we were talking about the Grateful Eight, right? And grateful. Grateful. We think they're going to go far. Tommy's in it.
Grape Eight.
They're going to get rid of...
I say Kemi.
Kemi's going to go this week. That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Okay, but...
I still think Ovi, since it's his power, he should have been able to put the two up. That would really rock the... Because it would be secret. You wouldn't know who did it. That would really rock.
It would be so cool if they woke up and, like, Jackson and Jack were up.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Because
that's too soon to have, like, that.
But now the HOH is in Grateful. So we know it's not going to be one of them. Yeah. So, yeah, it really only leaves you with the other two. But at least Ovi saves himself. And by the way, the competition that Ovi won to be able to save himself was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on television.
I thought Bella was...
It was sickening.
Was for her to win.
Right, because of the fish market thing?
Yeah, because, one, her mom definitely knows how to cook some stinky fish, right? And I told Michael, I'm like, She looks like the type of person that would definitely have a cat. So she would know urine
right.
smell, right? And the first thing she says is like, smells like urine to me. I'm like, yep.
Wait, and she had the right answers, and then she changed the
exactly.
urine.
Exactly. But I think she was set
was
to
like,
win that.
Yeah.
They
it was
wanted
like,
her to have that.
She then, like, they didn't tell you what you got wrong, which I hate when they do that. You just know you got something wrong. So it was like bobcat urine
bobcat
or something.
Bobcat urine, yeah.
And
which is different from fox urine.
Apparently. How are they
Coyote
supposed to
urine.
Know? It was disgusting.
Man.
Gross.
So hard.
Yeah, I don't know where they came out for that competition. And I eat when I watch my reality TV. So, like, watching that, I was like, what the this is the worst thing I've ever seen. But he's making, like, puking noises and shit the entire time. All right. So, about Ovi, now he's aware, probably, that everybody's coming. Like, they were trying to backdoor him, right? He has the power. So, you think he's going to try and start an alliance with everybody that wasn't that isn't a part of the other
no,
alliance?
I think Ovi's going to realize he's a lone wolf.
Well, that's what I mean. He's going to go to probably Nicole. He's probably going to go to Kemi.
No,
he's probably
when he's
gonna...
put up, he's going to be like, oh, okay. I can't trust the people that I thought I could trust.
Right, this Fab Five.
I'm going to go to Sam. I'm going to go to Cliff. I'm going to hang with my people. I see what this is. And I'm going to figure it out from here.
Wait, that's right. That means Christy put him up? After they made that alliance of five?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
it's
fucked
all
up.
Be blown up. And they think he's going to definitely go home. And then when it blows up, and they're like, fuck,
and that was,
here.
Oh, so they,
and you know what? And then he's going to win HOH next week.
And that
right.
was wrong because, I mean, they had him in their pocket.
Exactly.
Like, as long as you pretend you're in this Fab Five,
right.
you got him.
Why backdoor
so
him?
Yeah, don't do that yet.
That was dumb.
They wanted to make it an easy week, and I think Kemi would have been a very easy week. Then they fucked up because they're trying to get rid of a player because Ovi overheard stuff and they probably think that he's like knows too much and it's you got to get rid of him. So very Sopranos-esque, right?
Yes.
He knows way too much. You got to get rid of him.
He wouldn't have used the power had they not put him up. So it's all just a disaster.
I don't know, guys. I still think that he can't use the power unless it's the nominations. But you guys are.
No, I think. No.
All right. Well, that's where we are now. Where Ovi's up. He's next to Christy still, or not Christy, Kat still. And then I guess he's going to use the power, if that can actually happen. And then America just scored again.
This true nightmare scenario for the HOH has us wondering, has Ovi given too much power?
Oh, does he get the pick? The replacement?
Yes.
Oh, so it is.
That is better.
No. It happens in the middle of the night.
But he doesn't get to pick the replacements.
No.
He forces the HOH to pick two new people.
And they won't know it's him.
But he can do it at...
They will
at,
never
he can do
know
it,
it's him. They
he can
will
do
wake
it now.
Up.
He can do it now?
The night before
the actual vote. So Wednesday night.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
And so
well,
he could put up Jack... He can... Yeah, he can take them down. She's got to put two other ones up. And so I think she's putting Kemi and Jessica.
I think you're right. Well, Jamie, I wanted to thank you for coming out and doing this. This is amazing.
Oh God, my pleasure.
And, of course, Brett, you know, love it. But I would love to have you three back near the end
Happy.
And see where the
where
predictions went. Who do you have in your final two?
Oh, my God. I didn't get that far. So this will be just, like, dream?
Yeah, dream.
I would love Tommy and Christy.
Okay. That would be cool.
Or Tommy and Bella.
Okay. I like that.
I always think that the Jackson Jack renegade-style Cody and Derek thing can work. But yeah, that's too predictable. It'll be interesting.
It'll blow up for one of them.
Yeah, it won't happen. But yeah, it's funny how a week ago we were like, are we going to like this cast? And now
you feel that way every year.
I know. And now we're hooked. 1 week.
I know. I have to admit, I definitely was like, fuck this cast. I hate them all in the beginning. And now I'm like, all right, I can watch them.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Listeners, remember that if you enjoy the show, please subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, and iHeart. You can find us at Believe.com and Believe Podcasts. Please rate the show on iTunes if you like it, and follow me at Forever's Evers, Foreversevors. Guys, I really, really appreciate you. I look forward to emailing and texting with you as the show goes on and
yes.
live feeds.
Let's
and guys, remember, reality TV. It's realer than real.
Hey, guys. So I never do this, but because Big Brother isn't like other reality shows, it's live feeding and it's three times a week, I thought I'd give a little recap or update since we taped that podcast before the 4th of July. Obviously, when we left off, Ovi and Kat were on the block. Well, since then, Ovi decided that he needed something to campaign with. He used his nightmare reward, which, by the way, Jamie... I was right about, he couldn't use it after the vote. After he was nominated, after the veto. He could only use it after that head of house named her two nominations. That's the only time. So now he's stuck on this block. But if he gets taken off, he still has it. He still has it till week six. So what does he do? He decides to use it as a bargaining chip. Now, I don't know if that was a good idea or not, but he decided to go to two of the strongest players in the House, Jackson and what we call Mickey now, Mickey and Jack, and tell them about this power app and that he would use it for them if he were to be taken off the block. And I think this might have backfired in his face, because when we came to eviction night, Ovi was evicted from the House. But then, expect the unexpected. Julie announces that there's now something called Camp Comeback, where the evicted house guests will be out of the game, but won't actually leave the house. So they can't play in HOHs, they can't play in any kind of competition, no vetoes, no anything, but they can play the social game, because one out of the next four people will be able to come back into the game. So they can still live in the house. They still talk with everybody. They still eat food. They still hang out in the backyard. They still can scheme and plot and make alliances. But they are not allowed to compete as head of household or any kind of veto or use any of that stuff. Now, if Ovi gets back in the house, he still gets his nightmare app. He still has it. But we don't know if he's going to come back or not. The other person that comes running in was my favorite, and I think he's going to be a fan favorite, David. When Julie said that he was done for now, she wasn't kidding, because now David is back. The catch is the two of them have to sleep away from everybody else up in this thing called Camp Comeback, where the beds suck. It's not comfortable. It's just the two of them. It looks like there's another bed coming. And it looks like whoever gets voted out this week is going to go live in Camp Comeback. And then whoever gets voted out the week after that basically just has to go outside and face the other three previous evictees in whatever comeback game or competition that Big Brother has set up for them. So that's where we are right now. Jack is HOH. Jack also won the Chaos Comp, which was just moving a bunch of snakes around. And I think that Big Brother thought that people would be a lot more afraid of snakes than they actually were. He won that. And his power is kind of iffy. I'm not really a big... I don't think it's that great of a power. He basically just gets to reshuffle veto players if he doesn't like who got picked to play in the veto. So I don't know if I'm a big fan of that. He decided to put up Jessica and Kemi because, okay, here's an interesting thing. Jessica, Kemi, Bella, and Nicole all stay in the same room. And they love their whole girl power thing they have going on. So they decide to make a girl power alliance, the four of them, called the Black Widows. Jessica says that her first target that she really wants to go to, if either one of them won head of household, is to go after Jack. This doesn't sit well with Bella, who is a part of Grateful. So what does Bella do? She runs straight up to Jack and tells him what had just happened, the alliance that was just formed. I mean, this Black Widow alliance that they started, the four girls, this Black Widow, I think I said that's what it was called. It is what it's called. I don't know if I mentioned it already. But it's called Black Widow. It lasted maybe 15 minutes before Bella went upstairs and told Jack. So Jack turns around and goes and tells Jessica that he has already found out about this alliance and that she basically is a target and that he needs to take her out before she comes after him. And that he knows that Kemi, who he's had his eyes after since week one, is also part of that alliance. So he puts up Kemi and Jessica. They both are pissed. Kemi even says he's dumb for not backdooring me because I'm going to come after him. I'm going to win this veto and come after him. Jessica says she's going to come win the veto and then come after him. But guess who wins the veto for the second week in a row? Sam. So now Sam decides to not use the power of veto. So Jessica and Kemi are on the block and one of those two are going home. And that's where we are. So guys, again, I just wanted to thank Lance Bass for being a guest and for just being one of the greatest humans in the world, and Jamie Lynn Sigler for coming out and being a guest and being one of the most wonderful people I've ever encountered, and Brett Gursky for being Brett Gursky. And we had a couple of technical difficulties near the end of the podcast there, and I wasn't able to thank Lance, but I'm doing it now, and they're going to come back. And guys, I love you. I appreciate you listening every episode and your feedback, and everything is great. And I love you. And guys, remember, reality TV, it's so awesome that it's realer than real.